On July 18th, 1995, residents of the Caribbean island of Montserrat noticed the smell of sulfur, and a fine coat of ash covers the capital city, right at the base of the Soufrière Hills volcano. At the start of August, earthquake swarms are recorded under the volcano, and on August 21st, an explosion sends a cloud of ash over the island. At the end of September, magma filling the volcano begins building an unstable lava dome at the summit. And for the next 15 years, the lava dome repeatedly grows and collapses, sending superheated pyroclastic flows down the volcano's slopes, burying the southern end of the island. This island is tiny, only about 100 square kilometers, and its entire population of 13,000 was crammed into this northern third. This long, continuous eruption meant long-term displacement, half of the population leaving the island, and a huge blow to the local economy. But it also provided an incredible opportunity to study these eruptions, allowing scientists to observe hundreds of explosions and pyroclastic flows. They measured the mountain growing and shrinking every 6 to 9 hours, what some described as a volcanic pulse. Montserrat's Volcano Observatory has pioneered new methods of volcano monitoring and hazard communication, and Soufrière Hills has since become one of the most studied volcanoes on Earth. My friend Eric and I visited Montserrat last year to cover both the volcano and other aspects of the island that get overshadowed.
All right, check out these petroglyphs. Archaeologists believe these were carved somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 years ago, that they were almost certainly used for some kind of ritual or spiritual purpose, and that it's quite possible, if not probable, that there are plenty more of these hiding behind more vegetation.
The most recent eruption destroyed more than half of the island's forests, endangering many of its endemic species. The result was international attention, extensive research, and protection of this unique and biodiverse ecosystem. This is the final video in a series about volcanic islands. And Montserrat's story is one about the cost of living on these islands, but also about regrowth and the type of community that it takes to live here. In the abandoned capital city, you'll find St. Anthony's Church, constructed in 1635, one of the island's oldest buildings. After centuries of conflict, earthquakes, and hurricanes, it's had to be rebuilt 6 times. And after visiting this island, I wouldn't be surprised to see it rebuilt a 7th.